This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Many patients in Louisiana are now being advised by their physicians to have an end-of-life plan describing the types of medical treatments they want to receive or not. Until 2010, patients had to draw up a new directive every time they changed health settings. And to speak to this issue is Dr. Susan Nelson, who is with us today, but she's also involved in a major program that will take place for Alzheimer's on the 28th of November.
Yes.
Would you tell us about it?
Sure. I'm doing an advanced care planning discussion at Alzheimer's Services as a lunch and learn on November 28th at noon at their office over off of North Boulevard. But we're going to be talking about advanced care planning, and advanced care planning is really talking about the types of care that you would like as you have a life-limiting and irreversible condition. The LaPoste legislation, or Louisiana Physician Order for Scope of Treatment, was legislation that was passed in 2010, which enables patients and their families to develop an end-of-life care plan, have it written on a gold document, which is easily identifiable, and it expresses their goals and wishes for care as they near the end of their life.
If someone wants information about the Alzheimer's event or LaPoste, where do they go?
Well, the best place to go is to go to either website, but our website for LaPoste is www.la-post.org, or Alzheimer's website is alzbr.org, or you can call the Quality Forum at 225-300-4836. There's a lot of information there about the LaPoste document, about advanced care planning, and then all of the information that's wonderful on the Alzheimer's website.
Thank you for that information. Is the LaPoste document more than an advance directive or power of attorney for healthcare?
Well, the LaPoste document can actually be used to complement an advance directive. An advance directive and living will are sometimes used interchangeably. And that document is really a lawyer's order, if you will. It's done at a lawyer's office, and it describes the type of care you might want in the future when you have a life-limiting illness. But it requires a physician to interpret that and write orders. So the LaPoste document can be used to interpret someone's living will, or it can be used as a standalone document.
So what you're saying, it can also be used to translate an advance directive or a living will into a physician order?
Correct.
Must the person seeking to have their physician sign the LaPoste document after they have filled it out be critically ill?
Well, the requirement is that the patient have a life-limiting and irreversible illness. So that's kind of someone you wouldn't be surprised if they died in the next 12 months or so. So that is someone who has maybe an advanced cancer, advanced neurologic illness such as ALS or Parkinson's disease or dementia, that you wouldn't be surprised if they died in the next 12 months.
What about a physician who doesn't want to comply with the Louisiana Physician Orders for Scope of Treatment or LaPoste?
Well, the document itself is voluntary, so no one is mandated to have one. But if a patient does have one, then we as healthcare professionals are obligated to follow the orders on there unless there's absolutely new knowledge of something else that's going on that would change the plan of care. But that would be a rare circumstance.
Explain the roadmap. It serves as a roadmap for those providing medical care to patients with advanced illnesses.
Well, if you think about it, when we take a trip, we know where we're going, we know who we're going with, and we know how we're going to get there, what kind of clothes to take, and what kind of food we're going to eat, or what kind of things we're going to do when we get there.
Have physicians told you that they are very pleased to have this document because now they know what to do?
Yes, because it really does clarify for everybody the kinds of things that are important to people on whether they want to spend their last days in the intensive care unit or whether they would rather be at home surrounded by family and friends, whether they want to eat Skittles instead of taking medicine, those sorts of things. And I don't really mean to be flippant, but there are some important decisions that people need to make and are very sure of what they want, but sometimes they just haven't told their family and friends what it is that they exactly want.
Thanks, Dr. Nelson. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.